two people involved, or maybe more. Or you could have a policy that is not necessary. Policy does not exactly mean stick on more rules. You could have a policy to have no rules at all if you want. But more are probably better if it's important data that you're trying to protect. You have to choose algorithms. You can choose key lifetimes, signature lifetimes. You can make decisions on rollovers, when to do them, if to do them at all, how to do them. You can decide on what to automate, especially key rollovers. More on that now. RFC 4641 talks about two kinds of rollovers. It talks mostly about the periodic rollover, and there's also the emergency rollover if one of your keys is compromised. I would like to add a third today, and that's rolling over an algorithm. But why do we need rollover at all? Let me just give a quick example of how a validator and a cache would work together to validate the data in a zone. We've got our validator, we've got our cache, and we've got our authoritative server under our command, which is signed. The validator will decides that it needs some data, and it will ask the cache. The cache finds that it does not have this data, so it will ask the authoritative server. Authoritative server will return it. The validator sees that it needs some keys. It will ask the cache for some keys. The cache sees that it doesn't have them. It will ask the authoritative server. Those will be returned, and the data can be verified. That's all nice. So what if we decide that we are going to need a new key, and we just remove the old? Look, key two. Initially, there's no problem. As long as all the data is still cached or no data is cached at all, everything is fine. But what if the keys expire from the cache? The validator will ask for the data again. It's still there, so it doesn't need to be refetched. The validator will ask for the keys. The keys will be returned. And now we do have a problem. That's why RFC 4641 defines two kinds of rollover mechanisms. First one is double signatures. At first, you just add the new signatures and the new keys, and you leave in the old. You wait one TTL so that all the caches that have your data stored have your new data and your old data, and then you can remove the old. There was a diagram in RFC 4641. Unfortunately, in the original RFC 4641, it was the layout was bad, and apparently these sort of diagrams are cursed because the paper report you got today has got a little, well, it's not a mistake, it's just falls over a page edge. It would look like this. I don't really feel like explaining everything in it. I read the document. The other way is to pre-publish your keys. Now, even before you start rolling, you publish your future key, and you don't actually use it to sign with. So when you decide to roll over the key you do sign with, you know that every cache that has your key set already has both keys. You can only you can just remove your old signatures and add your new. You wait one TTL again and you remove your old. This has some advantages. The zone will not be twice as big as it would be when you would use double signature. It does involve more steps, so if you're doing it manually, there's more ways you can do it wrong. And if it's an algorithm role, this wouldn't be possible at all. I'll come to that next. Again, the scheme would look like this. These kind of rollovers are easy if there are zone signing keys. If there are a key signing key, there's a third party involved, either your parent or your trust anchors. You have to distribute it somewhere. Well, if it's a parent, it depends again on their procedures. If it's to clients or to administrator, you'll have to do it either out of band, through a mailing list or a paper or whatever. Or you can use RFC 5011. I've been hearing people ask about bind support for RFC 5011. Technically, bind itself does not really need support. Anandit Labs has a alpha version of a tool that supports this. It'll just periodically check for updates. If keys are changed, then it will change the file in which your trust anchors are stored, and it will just say to bind, reload your configuration, and it should work again. If people are interested in this, I would like to try you to ask you to try it out. We'd love some bug reports. This is all fine if you're staying within the same algorithm. However, if you're changing to a new algorithm, there might be a problem. There's this beautiful line in RFC 4035, the DNSSEC definition, which says, there must be an RSSEC for each RR set using at least one DNS key of each algorithm in the zone apex DNS key RR set. I'll give you a minute to read that sentence again. What this says in human language is that you cannot have keys that you don't have not used to sign with if they are from another algorithm. So if a cache only has the old signatures and it finds a key that it does not have signatures for, if a key from an algorithm it doesn't have signatures for, it should treat the data as bad. And I don't think this has been published before, so it's also not everyone in the DNS world agrees with me that this is a problem, so this might be a nice discussion point. But let me give you in my fake animation way a method where this would go wrong. Again, we have our data that's still cached. We have our authoritative server where we decided to do a roll to a new algorithm because we find out that our current one is terrible. We're using the double signature rollover system, so we'll just add the new and leave in the old. Again, in this case, say the keys expire from the cache. So the validator will ask for the data. The data is still there, so it won't be refetched. The validator will ask for the keys. The cache will ask the authoritative server for the keys. They will be returned. The key set itself is fine. Both keys are, both signatures are present, both keys are present. And the data can be validated with the original key. However, there's no signatures for key two. And we just said that there must be a signature for each RS set using at least one DNS key of each algorithm in the zone apex DNS key RS set. So we've got a third rollover problem, a third way to do rollovers. I've proposed one way to do it. There might be more. It's kind of like the pre-publish key scheme, but now you're pre-publishing signatures. Start out with your old keys and signatures, then you add your new signatures, but you leave out your new key for now. You wait one TTL till all caches are known to be updated or empty again. Then you add your new keys, you wait again, and because this problem can also work the other way around, if the signatures would be removed from the cache, you have to do the same trick by removing the old keys before you remove the old signatures. And in RFC 4641 style, it would look like this. It is now there's five steps. You add the new keys, the new signatures. You wait, you add the new keys. You wait, you remove the old keys. You wait, and you remove the old signatures. And you've been successfully migrated to a new algorithm while continually maintaining zone integrity. So much for rollovers. There's also a lot of storage choices you can use. HSM has been mentioned today multiple times. You can decide that your signer has to have direct access, which is online. You can decide that there has to be physical action involved, which is usually referred to as offline signing. It kind of depends on the value. You can decide that even though you've put it on a nice little stick or something, and you put that in a safe, you can still add access control to that. You can have different choices for key signing keys and zone signing keys. You will probably have different choices for key signing keys or zone signing keys. And you can decide on exactly what procedures you use to sign your data with. As a little example, I made a table in the document. This is nowhere near authoritative, or this is how you must do it. But more, this is what I would look at first. If I had a high-risk zone, which has to have online signing, I would try to get budget for a level 4 HSM. It depends on the risk mostly. If you have a high level of high risk zone that can use offline signing, you can just use reviewed procedures and stick your key on a smart card and put it in a safe somewhere. For medium risk zones, maybe a level 2 HSM is enough, or just a shielded system, which is a normal system which has no direct access to the internet or to your other machines, only one carefully guarded channel. If you have a low risk zone, like your vanity zone at home, or maybe even a normal company website, which is not a bank, you can just decide that you put the keys on your system itself and use quant jobs for re-signing, which is what we do at Anonet Labs at the moment. I'm going to disagree with Roy here. I think HSMs are are difficult. There's this beautiful API, PKCS 11, and it can handle any type of HSM, and it can do everything you possibly want to do with your HSM. The problem is, most HSM don't follow it. They follow something that looks like PKCS 11. For instance, I've got this little USB crypto token that chokes when you call the login function, while most tokens make the login function mandatory. So programming them can be pretty hard. You'll have to first try out what features it even supports, and then work around the features you need that it doesn't support, if it doesn't support all the features you need. There's also not much in open software available at the moment. OpenSSL does have support. There's a quite nice set of tools which do PKCS 15 and PKCS 11 directly. While I was playing around with them, there were still a lot of bugs to be fixed. And OpenSSL works, but sometimes it has to be pushed really hard to get it to really do something. Especially if the driver is a binary one that's used by OpenSSL, you might have a problem that you have to use a specific version. And if you get it working, it's great, but it can be hard to get that far. Of course, there's hope. If you want to do your programming, I'll ask you to read another document I wrote, which is a tutorial for HSM programming. If you just want to wait till something that you can just plug in at home, you flip a switch and you're signing your zones using your HSM, I advise you to wait till OpenDNSSEC comes up with something, which should be next year if this schedule is right.